Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Like me with a 1, 2, 3. I know that they say forgive and forget. I know that the best revenge is a well-lived life and all those things. I get that. I understand that. I'm a Christian. But you know what? I still believe that revenge has a sweet taste to it, and you don't back down if you think somebody screwed you in the past. I don't think you back down from anybody that does that to you. Last night, Patrick Beverley was incredibly emotional during the Timberwolves' win over the Clippers. Now, Chris Finch told Vanita and I this morning that a lot of that stuff is calculated, and I believe that to be true. 33 years old, he knows what he's doing and all those things, but obviously he had a grudge match going. Because the Los Angeles Clippers had, in his mind, shunned him by not giving him the contract that he thought he deserved, and all of a sudden he ends up in a trade to the Minnesota Timberwolves. And it felt really good for him to beat his old team and to put it in the face of the owner and the coach and the general manager and all the people that he knows that work behind the scenes that weren't in his favor, and he knows who those people were, and he put it in their face last night. And I think that that's a good thing. I love it when people get revenge. I love it when somebody gets screwed over and they come back on the other side and throw it right in their face. How about you? How do you teach your kids when it comes to that? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Have you ever had a situation where somebody screwed you over and you knew they screwed you over and they knew they screwed you over? And then you went away and you went your different, and then all of a sudden, a few years later, for whatever reasons, maybe fate, your paths crossed again. And this time you had the upper hand. This time you had the sledgehammer. This time it was your call. I hope that in one way, shape, or form, you gave them a little tap. I hope you got in their face. I hope you told them that you remembered how they screwed you over and you hadn't forgot about it. I hope so. I think it's not just something that you think about. I think it's important that you do it. I think people that screw other people over need to be called out and told, and they need to be embarrassed and humiliated, and they need to have somebody in their face to remind them that you don't treat people that way. And so I was rooting for Pat Beverley last night because I think all of us have had episodes like that in our lives where you know somebody, and they know they screwed you. And now, at some point in time, maybe you get a chance. Maybe you get the leverage. And maybe the greatest thing you do is just say, I'm not going to do what you did to me, but I know what you did to me. But I think you got to call it out, and I root for those people that do. Did you ever have a coach that didn't play you for the wrong reasons, and then 20 years later you saw him and you said, you know, it's kind of funny. Your life didn't amount to much, but mine did. Did you ever have a situation like that? Or the coach played his son instead of yours because it was his son? and eventually the roles were reversed and you had a chance to do something about it. I hope you did what Beverly did. I really do. Maybe I feel kind of bad saying this, but I love it when people get revenge. I love it when there's retribution. And I think you can have forgiveness and vengeance at the same time. I do. I think you can forgive somebody for doing something, and that doesn't mean you're not going to get even. I do, because shame on you if you let somebody, and you let them just, because let me tell you something. One of the things that I've learned, and maybe Patrick Beverly learned this, is that if you allow them to do it to you and you, there is no recourse, there is no reaction to it, guess what? They're going to do it to somebody else too. And from that standpoint, it is an obligation to get in their face. They pop off to you in the hallway and you got to throw them up against the locker and make sure, turn them into a bobblehead for a minute, then so be it. But I don't think you have to sit and take it. 651-461-9226. Last night, Patrick Beverly was a microcosm of that. What do you choose to do? Put a finger in their face and remind them of who you are? Or just walk away? He put a finger in their face. I've got no problem with that. I don't know if I should feel bad about that or not, but I don't. I don't. I like it when people get angry and they don't take it and they don't sit on the sidelines. I like it when somebody finds out they got screwed over and they come back and they throw somebody up against the locker. I like it when they do that. I advocate for that. I think you have to do it or that person becomes a predator and a worse person in this world. Now, I'm not saying that the Los Angeles Clippers general manager is a bad person, et cetera. Maybe they just made a business decision in their mind they might not think. But I think it's important for all of us to let our kids know that they don't have to take it if they get screwed over. That it's okay to get in somebody's face. That it's okay to call somebody out. That it's okay to be Patrick Beverly. And say, I'm not, look at you guys screwed me over and I didn't forget. I think that's a quality. I think that speaks to someone that wants to compete hard every day. I think of the people in my past that have screwed me over different times. And one of the things I learned along the way was, it takes a while to do this. You don't have to take it. It's okay to get in their face. It's okay to call them out. It's okay to tell their friends about it. It's okay to do that stuff because you're helping other people when you do it. And there are people that say, no, you got to take the high road. You got to take the high road. I don't know what the high road is. Because if you don't, then they will. If you don't stop them, then they will do this again. They will be repeat offenders. Okay. They will screw over the next person. If a coach is driven by power, And they love the fact that people have to answer to them, and they love squishing people and letting them know that they're in charge and all those things. I love it when the shoe's on the other foot and somebody has a chance to squish them. Okay, yeah, because they're motivated for the wrong reasons and they're doing the wrong things, and they might be doing the wrong things to your kids. Yeah. And that's why when Patrick Beverly did that, I said, you go, Pat, you go. You know what they did to you. You know what the situation was. You know what the circumstances were. Maybe some of this is theatrics. Maybe some of it is to get inside their head. But some of it is to make a statement to them. And I love it when people do that to somebody that screws them over. I applaud them. I encourage them. Now, that's not, I don't know if that's the high road or not, but I'm not really concerned about taking the high road. I'm concerned about negating that person. I'm concerned about making sure that the village idiot knows he's a village idiot. I can remember one time running into a former boss that I did not find worthy or respectful, and this person did not have a long career. And they were chastised often without knowing it, but boy, they loved the power when they had it. And I let them know that there's a reason they weren't working in the business anymore. It's called talent and integrity. And if he had either one of those two, maybe he'd still be in the business. But I think it's important that we do this. I think it's important that we go after people that go after us. I think it's important that we shake a finger once in a while in their direction and say, I don't forget. I might forgive you, but I don't forget what it is that you are. And I'm not going to let you keep doing that because in my own way, I'm making a stand against you and I'm letting everybody know who you are. Don't be a fake. Don't tell me how good you are at something if you're not good at it. Don't sit and run your mouth and not have actions to back it up. Jay Robinson used to tell me, if you want to, the famous Gopher wrestling coach, he'd say, if you want to figure out where somebody stands, don't listen to them. Follow them. See what their actions say. See if they've actually got a track record, if they're just talking big. See if they get off on power. And if they do, then you do what you need to do. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. You ever get screwed over by a coach? Or a boss? Or a friend? Or a girlfriend? Or a boyfriend? You ever have that bond broken, that trust broken, where you know, or a salesman, I got this really good deal for you. What'd you do when you figured out that you'd been screwed over? What did you do and why did you do it? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. See, when I watched Patrick Beverly last night, I said there's a piece of all of us in him. Because he's looking into the eyes of the monster in his world. And he's saying, I'm not going to let you do this to me. How's this taste? You like that? You like the way this tastes? Because I got some more of it if you need it. I don't think that's a bad thing to do. 651-461-9226. Sports to the Max on News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back, Sports to the Max. What do? Do you seek revenge on somebody that screwed you over? Anybody have a good story on that? 651-461-9226. Tubbs, you got anybody in your past that you had to deal with on that front or that you're still holding out on, thinking, hey, one day, I will get mine?
I think there's a couple of them.
We've all got a couple of them.
One of them you can obviously go with the next marriage where...
There are things, yeah.
Yeah, there are things. I do remember, you know, one time where my mom ran into my ex-wife down at a, you know, place that she was working just randomly. And, you know, she's like, oh, how's it going? Da-da-da-da-da. And this is when I was in, you know, I was working with the Cardinals and everything.
Yeah.
And, my mom's like, oh, you know, things are going da-da-da here, da-da-da. Oh, by the way, Chris is doing great. He's working with the St. Louis Cardinals. Bye. I was like, wow, good for them.
Yeah.
But then I do have to say that, you know, just like jobs, right? I mean, you're in a position, you're like, I should be doing this. Like, we should be doing X, Y, and Z. It's like, I know, like, just do this and, you know, we can make money. We can do this. They're like, no, you're not good enough or, you know, we're going to have somebody else do it. And then you find out that they try and, you have a parting and you go someplace else and you do exactly what you were going to do. And then they try and copy the same thing, but they can't do it the same way.
That would get me.
They don't do it quite as good. It's like, I had this idea.
That would get me. Like, you take the idea somewhere else, and then it's a double whammy. It's like, not only did we screw you over, but we're going to take your idea and try to use it over here.
Yeah, and it's like, you can't even execute it the same way.
Yeah, and by the way, you can't because you suck.
You don't have the same vision. You don't have the same people.
No, you don't know what I was really talking about, right?
Exactly. So, and I mean, I think we've all got that where you just look at it, you're like, see? I told you if you just would have had the faith, and that's when it's, I don't know. I think it's just human nature when somebody rejects you to be like, you know what? You put the middle finger up. You're like, you know what? Deuces. I'm going to show you, you know, because there's no petty like sports petty. I mean, it's just pettiness is a part of life.
Well, it is. And I tell you, I don't know how many times I've heard the story from the baseball player or the hockey player. And you know what I'm talking about. You'll hear the story about, yeah, well, the guy threw it in my head in spring training 3 years ago, and I finally got to face him again, and I gave him a piece of what I thought he deserved. And you go, okay, yeah, I get that. And or the hockey player that, you know, it's 3 years later since they had this fight in the, in the playoffs, and you think, well, all must be forgotten, and it's not. And all of a sudden they're going head to head, and you go, what spurred that?
Oh, people have long memories.
Yeah, because 3 years ago, I know what you did to me, you know, things like that. Or I found out what you said to the coach. Let's go to Scott in Maple Grove. Scott, do you believe that we should? I'm not saying you don't turn the other cheek and forgive, but I am saying you do what Patrick Beverly did. I have no problem with somebody getting in somebody's face and saying, here I am, take this.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Quick story, played high school basketball for my dad and wasn't very highly recruited by a couple of colleges, and I wanted to go to one. And turns out my sophomore year in college, nail a couple free throws near the buzzer to end up winning the game, and happened to run by the bench and asked the opposing coach if I was good enough to play for him now.
I'm glad you did that, man. What did he know what you're referring
to? Real happy in the stands. Yes, he did. Knew exactly what I was referring to.
And I'm sorry, did you say your parents weren't real happy in the stands or the people in the stands?
My dad wasn't real happy, you know, because
the coach's code.
Yeah, exactly, you know, but I couldn't hold back and just had to do it.
I'm glad you did that, and I understand what your dad's saying. Is your dad still with us?
Yes, he is, and he's probably listening tonight.
You tell him you deserve a pass on that, okay?
I will do that. Thank you.
You bet. Because I can't stand the fact that there are coaches that think they can do whatever they want, and there's no ramifications for them. That's why I get a kick out of this transfer portal. Everybody's saying, loyalty, this and that. No. It's a partnership, the coach and the player. And if you don't meet me halfway, then I don't have to stick around here and play for you because you told me this when you recruited me, and now it's that. Guess what? We got a problem, but we don't have a problem because I'm leaving, you know? And I think that that's fair game because you got to form a partnership with these kids, not just say, I'm the boss and I'm the emperor and this is the way it's going to be, you know? And I hear, you know, one time I heard this boss tell me, this is the way we do it. This is the way I go, really? Let me just check your resume here. And then I took it and I went, your resume.
You can always change the way that you're doing just because if you tell somebody something, your words should mean something.
It should mean something.
It should mean something.
I was with a, I'm not going to say who, I was with a minister not long ago. And I always am interested because I think, how do you, you know, you're human. And yet you've got the same emotions that the rest of us do, and there's this way that you're supposed to conduct your life and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and on top of that, you get a lot of correspondence or people that will come up to you and call into question your service, your sermon, or your stance on something, etc. And you're supposed to be a sounding board and never fight back, you know?
Never supposed to show emotion.
No, you're supposed to say, well, thank you very much. I'll take that under consideration. So I said to this minister who has been highly successful as a minister in building his church, I said, what do you use as a threshold when somebody decides to come in and give you advice that you didn't ask for and that you don't agree with? I said, what do you use as your barometer for how you react? What do you use as to whether or not you take that advice? Because sometimes critics are our best friends. They give us really good advice, you know.
Yeah.
They point out our blind spots that need to be pointed out, and that's not lost on me. I've gotten more good advice in the form of criticism than I could ever imagine in my life if I'm not too proud to listen to it. I get that. But I said sometimes these people are just trying to let you know that they think that they're bigger than they are. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They want you, and they want to let you know in no uncertain terms that blah, 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 blah. And he said, this is what I use. He said, I look at their background and I say, what if they're in the same background as you? He says, well, then I want to know, have they had as much success as I've had?
Yeah.
Because if they haven't, I'm not interested in their opinion.
Right. You got to take advice or listen to people who have something that they can offer you, not just.
Yeah. And that's the last thing. What is their motive in this? He said, are they trying to prove to me that they're smart? Or are they just, are they truly concerned about me getting better? Because if they're truly concerned about me getting better, then I'm going to listen too. But if they just want to do it because they think that they've got to make a point, nope. Thank you very much. Here's your resume.
Well, and we're in a situation, Maxie, where it's like no matter what you're talking about, everybody feels that they're always the smartest person in the room.
Absolutely.
Regardless of the topic.
Absolutely. That's right? Why I have that conversation all the time when I hear media folks saying, well, I'm old school. And they say, you're old school? Well, you never even played junior high football, and you're telling me how football is supposed to be played. Maybe you want to put a helmet on sometime and then go out and report on what it's like to get hit in a football game.
But I'm a hell of a Madden player, Maxie. I can play that on all pro level.
That's what I'm saying. These guys sit in their basements. They do. No.
I do it in my den.
No contact sport. then you got nothing to stand on. One of my buddies used to say, if the pep band ain't playing and there ain't fans in the stands, then it ain't a sport, you know? He used to say some other things, too. But my point is, you do need to stand up for yourself. And if you're Patrick Beverly last night in this burst, I'm watching this, and maybe not everybody picked up on it, because maybe not everybody understands that he played for the Clippers and he was invested in the Clippers and all these things. Maybe not everybody that was watching last night understood that. But if you did, you knew exactly what he was doing.
They told
and
him
why.
No. Nobody wants to be told no.
They
nobody
rejected
wants to hear that.
Him for the wrong reason.
Nobody wants to be told no. And you take it personal. You shouldn't. It's like, oh, it's just business. It's not personal. Everything is personal.
Everything is personal.
Everything is
especially
personal.
If I think your motive is personal.
Mm-hmm. I tell that.
And
to
by
my
the
wife.
Way, the truth be told, they could have really used him last night in the Clippers, because what they were missing was somebody like him.
I mean, I vastly underestimated Patrick Beverley's role and his impact. Like, I vastly coming into the year, I'm like, okay, I knew he's kind of a pest, but it's like, okay, you know, whatever. And then you see him, and you're like, I can't believe
he's like, a calculated pest.
What he was doing with Marcus Morris last night, it's like everything is calculated. He's so cerebral, I think is the word that I can think
of. He's cerebral and emotional at the same time, because he's somewhat calculated in it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Here's a text that we got. I just told a guy I do business with last night that he is not to be trusted. Perfect. And I won't do business with him anymore. I love when I hear stories like that. Yep, I just called you out. I just found out who you really are. And now that I know who you really are, take a hike or something like that. When we come back, John Thomas from the Timberwolves. We'll talk about the Wolves and much more next on Sports of the Max.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.